and the dress isn't that bad. It's not the dress, it's what it's for. Like it or not, your mom's still getting married tomorrow.
I know. And if she weren't marrying my ex-boyfriend's dad, I'd be happy for her too.
Well, have you talked to Jake?
Not since prom. So, been working at a camp near his cabin.
So, Jake and his dad are moving in after the wedding, huh? Are you okay?
I still have feelings for him. But he's moved on. I have to do the same.
What was that? Claire, I think it's coming from the closet.
Can we talk?
That's my cue to go.
No, stay. We're good.
I was just dropping some boxes into my new room.
Great. That's awesome.
Okay, so I'll see you at the wedding tomorrow.
Wait. I just wanted to say that you going away all summer was probably the best thing you could have done, considering we're going to be bro and sis now. Tomorrow's a new day for us. No weirdness?
Yeah. No weirdness. Okay, see ya. To be our week of fun before school starts.
I just got back from a soccer tournament. I've had no time to prepare for back to school. Besides, this is fun.
I am slicing welcome back Degrassi posters.
It's the beginning of my presidency. Everything needs to be perfect.
How much more perfect can it get? You're a soccer superstar, student council pres, and you're dating the hottest guy.
You did not just say that out loud.
Oh, he did.
Note, Drew, my life isn't magically perfect. It takes hard work. Now slice.
I'm gonna need that table.
We're working here?
No, we should clear it for B. You know she's been helping out at my dad's office.
Part of my plea bargain, which unofficially includes working in the basement with these two boneheads.
You returned last house on the left?
Yep, and picked up Cabin Fever, Drew's choice, as well as the vintage classic, The Blair Witch Project.
We've been watching a lot of horror movies.
Yeah, when you're not hiding under a blanket.
You know what? You're right. I did promise that we'd have fun, so why don't we go to lunch? On me.
Okay.
You look really pretty. Even the dress is nice.
Thanks. I feel pretty. I wish you could stay, though, but my mom said only blood relatives because of the living room space restrictions.
Don't worry, I get it. Helen wants to keep it low profile, you know? Penelope Cruz, Javier Bardem style. Ooh.
The minister's here, and the guests are just starting to arrive.
We're getting started in 10.
Dave still hasn't texted me back. You know, this is weird. When I was at science camp, we texted like 24/7, and now that I'm back, it's like dead silent. What do you think I should do?
About what?
The Palestine-Israel conflict, Claire. Dave, I think he's ignoring me.
Look, on the bright side, at least your mom isn't marrying his dad. Bigger problems right here.
Yeah. I'm sorry, my problems are so insignificant, Claire.
Compared to my lifelong family-altering nightmare, you're complaining about a lack of text. I think you'll live. Let me guess, Dave?
Yep. He wants to meet at the dot.
See? Pedestrian drama. It's a good thing, trust me.
Have a fun wedding.
Thanks.
She looks beautiful, doesn't she?
Yeah, she really does.
We are gathered together today to share in the union of these two fine people. In the Bible, Paul wrote about the power of love. I'd like to invite Claire to read for us.
First book of letters to the Corinthians, chapter 13. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous, is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not resentful. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends.
Took a while for you to respond to my texts.
I know, I'm sorry about that.
It's fine. If I learned anything this summer, it's patience.
I missed you, girl.
Do you want to share something?
No, hold on.
Fine. I'll order my own chicken wings.
No. I got to be on phone with you about something. I had a thing this summer.
Well, a thing could mean a lot of things, right?
Well, you know, I mean the thing with another girl. It's over, though.
Wait. Did you have sex with her?
Look, I mean, you and I were on a break. And look, I felt bad after I did it.
I thought we were gonna wait for each other.
I know we were, okay? It's just this one mistake. And look, I waited to tell you face to face.
This summer was a test for us, and you failed!
Okay, Ali, look, what can I do to fix this?
You can leave.
I'm sorry, okay?
Hey, Dave, what's going on, man? What's wrong with him? Hey, Ali, how was your summer?
You okay?
Well, my boyfriend just cheated on me, so.
You want some company?
For the first time ever, Mrs. Helen and Mr. Glenn Martin.
So, I got cheddar, Swiss, the smelly kind. Take your pick.
I'm okay.
Hey, we haven't really gotten a chance to talk since I've been back with the wedding and everything.
You know, I should go help refresh the guests' drinks.
Wait. My dad and your mom take off on their B&B honeymoon later, and I was wondering if you wanted to hang out, reconnect.
You know, I haven't heard from you in months since you sent me a text saying, see you at the wedding, sis. Now you want to reconnect?
When I was at the cabin, I was doing a lot of thinking. I thought about us, and I realized that I still love you.
No. You left me heartbroken. So all summer, I convinced myself that we were over. I dealt with things. Maybe you
Claire,
should have, instead of running up to a cabin
Claire,
to romanticize about something
to me,
that is so
Claire.
Over.
Hey, who wants cake?
Everything we owned, and I walked you back home alone. And it's so hard to say okay when our days are looking great. Hey, but we found ourselves in a place to stay. And you said we could celebrate love. Celebrate love. Celebrate love.
Jake, Martin, looking good.
Grab a seat.
Is the wedding over?
No, I just needed some hair.
So, senior year. You excited?
I guess.
So, what'd you get up to this summer?
Worked at a camp, hung out at my cabin.
You have a cabin. Hot.
Well, it's nothing fancy.
Must be nice, you know, to have a little escape.
Hey, any chance that you guys want to have an end-of-summer cabin party tonight?
Yeah. I'm so in.
Greetings, DeGrassians.
Hey, Eli. Biking in this heat.
Perfect day for a little schwitz.
Or a perfect day for a party at Jake's cabin.
So how soon can you guys be ready?
Pretty soon.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Hello?
Hey, Claire. Pass me Drew.
Who is this?
Bianca D'Souza.
I think you have the wrong number.
No. Adam can't find the Xbox controller, and I tried calling Drew, Katie, and everyone, but I don't think they're getting reception up there.
Up where?
Up at the party? At Jake's cabin?
There's a party at Jake's cabin.
Ooh.
My bad. Adam thought you'd be up there, but I guess nobody told you.
Of course nobody told me. Jake and I got into a fight. Made a huge mistake. I need to talk to him.
Okay, TMI. But if I were you, I'd get up there soon. Cabins equals kissing.
Kissing? Who's there?
Drew, Katie, Marisol too, I guess.
Marisol? Okay, yeah, I do need to get up there.
Does he know where the controllers are? She's not with him. But it might be fun if we crashed. You up for a scary adventure in the woods?
Can't. Physio.
Claire, I can drive. I'll pick you up soon. Be ready.
Oh, no, Bianca. That's okay.
Hold on, let me test it. The air is better out here. Piney.
I'm glad your parents let you come.
Ha! They think I'm at a post-wedding celebration at Claire's new cottage house with parental supervision.
Thanks for not telling Claire.
Are you sure we shouldn't call her? You know, let her know we're here?
Well, it defeats the whole purpose, which is to get over she who must not be named.
Let's go.
This is so cool!
All right, bring your stuff in this way, guys.
Man. Jake Martin, you are the man.
All right.
Okay, one, why does it smell like wet dog? And two, please tell me you have bug spray.
I checked the top drawer in the kitchen.
Ew. If I get West Nile...
We have a candlestick, knife, lead pipe... Rope, wrench, revolver, magazine, no bug spray.
Ugh, kill me now.
Hey, don't mind if I do.
What? She asked for it.
So, has this place been in the family long?
We got it pretty cheap in 99.
No kidding.
The old owner caught his wife in here with another man. The guy kills him with a fire poker. Chases after his wife in the woods. The cops call it a double murder-suicide. Now, people say he could still be seen roaming the woods at night, searching for his lost love.
Okay, now I'm creeped out.
Allie, want to help me grab some kindling for the fire?
Yeah, sure.
Scream if you need me.
Take your cell.
No point. Reception spotty.
Want to go explore?
I'm not going out there.
Stay in with me. We'll watch TV.
What TV?
There's no TV? Oh, this is hell.
Great. Looks like we're staying in to entertain Marisol.
No. Let's go do something fun.
Okay.
I didn't drive all the way here so you could ditch me to make out. Hello?
The map's upside down. I knew that. Evil Dead. The Strangers. Friday the 13th. All the best horror movies take place in the woods. It's something about the seclusion. If you scream, no one can hear you.
Can you be quiet, please, so I can figure this out?
In a rush, are we?
I just want to get to the party.
Please, girl, you love your stepbrother. Are you worried he's hooking up with someone else?
Can you stop playing with your whack 80s headband and navigate, please?
I'm trying.
Hey, there are a series of driveways along this road. It's probably one of the last three. If we keep driving, we'll find it. What's wrong? It's a 20-year-old piece of crap is what's wrong. It's gonna be dark soon. Then we should walk fast.
Gotcha.
Screw you. Screw both of you.
Come on, we're just having a little fun.
Yeah, at my expense. I hate you. I thought you were the murderer.
It was Drew's idea.
No, you said you wanted to have fun. It was both our ideas.
I don't believe him.
Guys, I'm actually really scared.
You're kidding me, right? Oh, suck it up, princess.
You told your boyfriend to stop talking to me like that.
Drew, come on.
Come on. He's... Ooh.
This is all the kindling I could find.
So what do you think of my cabin?
It's quiet, which means more thinking about Dave time.
That's funny. I always think that coming up here is the solution to my problems. Never is.
This is none of my business, but did you hook up with anyone else this summer when you were away from Claire?
Well, I thought about it. And even though we were broken up, it still felt like it'd be cheating. So no.
Marshmallows.
Here.
Okay.
Here.
Thank you. One for you.
Okay, the trick is to hold it above the embers for slow browning.
Oh, no. See, I'm more of a light it on fire than blow it up kind of girl.
Well, nice and charred.
What was that?
Probably just a wolf.
A wolf. You can't just shrug and say wolf.
Sorry.
So you have murderers with fire pokers and wolves. Anything else?
Oh, no, there are a few coyotes, too. You'll be okay. Just stick with me.
You know, Claire's really lucky to have. Sorry, I said her name, not helping.
It's okay. Even with all this distance, you can't escape stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm feeling pretty far away right about now. From everything that's nice.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's just wrong.
G6.
Miss.
Pajama party over, kids?
Why is she here?
Good question.
You're not allowed to be mad. You rejected me, remember? There's a reason I didn't invite you.
Jake?
What's happening?
Jake, what's going on, man?
Everyone stay calm.
Drew?
Where's Claire?
Claire! Claire! Claire!
Claire.
What if the power goes out again?
It won't.
How do you know?
Can someone handle her? I'm leaving.
Jake, Claire is just being a drama queen. She's gonna come back, man.
Hello. The girl came all the way up here for her stepbrother, then found him kissing Bhandari. I wouldn't want to be here either.
She couldn't have gone too far.
But the woods are dense around here. Could get dangerous if you don't know your way around.
I'm coming with you, man.
Me too.
No. Not a good idea.
But she's my best friend.
You'll just get in the way.
You're better off here. In horror movies, bad stuff happens to people who go out to the woods. And considering you're the skanky bitch in this scenario, you die first.
This isn't a stupid movie, Bianca. Claire could actually be hurt.
Oh, and whose fault is that? Scooch over.
Comfortable?
Very.
Ready?
Let's go.
Be careful, okay?
Okay.
Let's go.
Lights just don't go out like that, Katie.
Yes, they do. It's an old cabin.
Something's not right.
The only thing that's not right is Bianca. Why would she come up here?
Why aren't they back yet?
Because something bad is happening. Everyone's fighting. The lights went out. There's weird noises.
Funny. Everything you just listed always leads to a murder.
That's it. I'm driving home.
You can't drive alone in the dark. And we can't leave Bianca up here with Drew.
I'm freaking out. You think this is funny? You didn't hear what Jake told us. There's someone out there, a murderer. And he walks at night with a fire poker.
Marisol, you need to calm down. Sit. I'll make you some herbal tea, okay?
Or I could take this herb.
Where did you get that?
I found it in the couch.
You want to smoke something you found in a couch?
Looks legit. Try it.
No way. It'll make you even more paranoid. Don't listen to Bianca. She's messing with you.
I'm freaking out because of your stupid prank. Just a bit. Please.
Fine. It's your funeral.
No way. Not in here. If I go home smelling like pot, I'm dead, so...
Just go outside.
Okay, fine. I'll be right back.
I can't believe Claire followed me all the way here. How does she expect me to move on?
Clearly, she doesn't want you to, bro.
Just earlier today, she said we were so over.
You've met girls, right? Usually, when they say one thing, they mean the complete opposite.
If I knew she was coming up, I never would have kissed Allie. You think she'll ever forgive me?
Maybe if you find her and save her from the dark, scary woods.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What is that?
It's Claire's.
How do you know that?
She was wearing it when she came.
Jake, is that?
It's blood.
And what if the murderer got her?
That was just a stupid story. Come on. No.
Claire! Oh, my. Claire! All right, Jake. We're now.
Let's go this way.
Okay.
Claire!
Claire!
What if something happens to Claire?
You'll probably never forgive yourself. But hang in there. Gets better.
I'm never leaving my house again. Every time I try to have a little fun, it always turns into a disaster.
Even for you, kissing Jake was low.
Excuse me? This coming from Boiler Room Bianca, ring a bell? You and Drew, my boyfriend at the time?
That's different. You weren't my best friend forever. I've never roasted a marshmallow before. Interested? Don't answer.
What if it's Claire and Jake?
The door's unlocked.
Then who would be knocking?
What was that? Probably Bianca trying to scare us. Are you done? Can we go back in now?
What the screaming's coming from and a murderer on the loose? Are you nuts?
Mary, I need to make sure Bianca isn't looking for Drew. I saw her using her feminine wiles on him in Drew's house.
Feminine wiles?
I have God knows. What if something happened while I was away at a soccer tournament?
You think Drew and Bianca sexed? No, I'm paranoid.
You're a terrible friend when you're high. I'm gonna give Bianca peace of my mind. Find out the truth. It's locked. Someone locked us in.
Who would do that to us?
Take one guess. Starts with a B and rhymes with...
Actually, it doesn't rhyme with anything. Sucks for her.
I need to find a way out.
Ellie, it's Eli.
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry I scared you. I went to the cabin and Ellie and Bianca said that you were missing. They also screamed when they saw me. Why is everyone so jumpy?
It's been a long day. How did you get here?
I took a bus to the nearest town, then I biked the rest. Your hand looks bad.
I saw.
Here, let me look at it.
Let us out! Help! Oh, it's no use. We are going to die in here.
We need to dig ourselves out.
I think the secondhand smoke is getting to your head.
What do you expect? It's like a hot box in here. If we dig a hole by the door, we can crawl under.
Fine, but only because I want to tone my arms for the power squad. I think I hit a rock. What is it? Bling.
Look, they're engraved. David Pratt and Joyce Pratt.
What if they're the people from Jake's story? What if the jealous killer is the one who locked us in? What if he hurt our friends? We're next! Oh my God, that's him!
Put this on.
Thanks.
So, did I interrupt an intense game of hide and seek?
No.
So, may I ask, why did you run into a dark forest by yourself?
Let's just say a certain someone moved on before I had a chance to talk to him.
Stop. You're overwhelming me with details.
Is it weird to be glad you were the one to find me?
Claire! Eli, you found her.
I did.
Are you okay?
Like it matters to you.
I think he's gone.
That's what he wants us to think.
I don't care. I can't die in here and leave Drew to Bianca.
Are you gonna kill Bianca?
I'm getting us out of here. How do I turn this on?
There's a cord. Pull it. Wait. Safety first.
You went Texas Chainsaw on that door.
I knew it. You locked us in there.
No, I was roasting marshmallows.
You're trying to get rid of me so you can hook up with Drew.
Wait, so you actually think that I'm trying to steal Drew from you?
Why else would you come all the way up here and lock me in a tool shed?
You're right. Weed does make you paranoid.
I know how you work. You did it to Allie.
Oh, please leave me out of this.
And I won't let you do it to me. I watch you, Bianca. You're always ready to pounce.
You are so insecure. If you can't trust Drew in a room with another girl, you'll never last. Good luck with your relationship, honey. Real stable.
You found her.
Eli did. I'm gonna get the first aid kit.
Claire, are you okay?
Someone's frosty.
actually glad you came.
Why do I find that hard to believe?
Seems to me there must have been a reason.
There was. And then you kissed Allie.
Allie kissed me.
Really?
Yeah, and kissing her back was the stupidest thing I've ever done. That should do it.
Thanks.
Look, I tried. Tried getting over you all summer. I couldn't. And when I found your headband, I thought that something really bad happened, and I regretted every minute that I didn't spend with you.
Stop. I thought about kissing Eli. To get back at him.
Oh. Look, Claire. I'm sorry I ran away all summer. From the wedding. Hey. I'm done running. Just give me another chance.
So, what'd you girls get up to while we were out?
Yeah, Katie. What did you get up to?
Just hung out.
There's something in the woods!
Can someone please sedate her? Everyone's in here, right? That means no one's in the woods.
Either she's tripping out or she just saw something really freaky.
Tripping out? On what?
Weed.
You too?
Secondhand.
Oh my God! Lock the door!
You guys are kidding, right?
Jake!
Jake, there's someone at the door, man! So answer it.
No! It's the killer!
You guys are ridiculous.
Are we? Look what we found. Your story's real.
Pratt. That's the name of the previous owner.
Oh my God, he's outside! He wants to kill us! Or kidnap a virgin! Claire, Katie, sacrifice yourselves!
Everyone stay calm! Calm? Then why do you need an axe, man?
Been using my chainsaw?
That would be Katie. That girl is dangerous.
Claire, thank goodness you're here.
What are you guys doing here?
Well, we called to check in on Claire. She wasn't answering, so we got worried.
We couldn't enjoy our honeymoon, so we came home, and Claire wasn't there.
Allie's mom left a voicemail about her being at our country place, so we rushed up here. Turns out you guys are having a little party, huh?
Sorry.
It's okay. We're just glad you're safe.
And what's with the axe?
Told him the Pratt murder legend. Guess we all just got a little scared.
But the rings! It's real!
I found these when we bought the place, all right? I buried them under the tool shed. Jealousy makes people do some pretty ugly things.
So the murder isn't real? We were just scaring ourselves?
The scariest thing about a cabin full of teens is the teens. Who aren't leaving, by the way, until my shed door gets fixed. So come on, let's get at her. Move.
Your hand. What happened?
It's okay. Jake helped stop the bleeding.
Let me see.
You riding with me? Does this mean you forgive me?
Never run away again, okay?
Well, same goes for you. I feel bad for messing up our parents' honeymoon.
Are you kidding? They're off antiquing all day. It's my mom's dream come true.
You guys have room for a third?
You kissed my boyfriend.
I'm so sorry, Claire. I had no right. But you have no idea what I went through after I left you at the wedding.
What horrible thing could have happened to make you do what you did? Enlighten me.
What's the point? You think my problems are pedestrian.
find someone else to ride with. We're full. Hey. It's a long way to bike back home. Want to ride with us?
Awesome, thanks.
Hey, my car is gonna need a jump.
Yeah, for sure, we can give you one.
I'm parked a half a mile down the road, so I'll walk and meet you there.
Sounds good.
Where are your manners? You're not gonna let her walk alone, are you?
Good call. Hey, Bianca, wait up!
What was that about? Bianca has too much power. I need to let her know that I'm not jealous. Are you? A little, but I trust Drew. Ow. Is your knee okay? Yeah, I just twisted it last night.
Looks like I'll be riding with you guys, if that's okay.
Claire's still mad at you.
Leave it to me to lose Dave and my best friend in less than 24 hours. Back to school's gonna be so fun.
The bus is leaving this hellhole. Let's go.
Feel better after the shower?
Much. Are you eating my face?
Mm-hmm. Only if you let me.
Gross.
We're back.
Hey, how's antiquing?
I was good. We got an urn.
Jake, I put fresh sheets on your bed, so if you need anything, this is your home too now, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Helen.
Sure.
Oh,
I am tired. I'm gonna go to bed.
Okay.
Night, Jake.
Night.
Night.
When we weren't afraid of the dark. From my street to